This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. Right now you got various news agencies that are reporting on this panic buying of guns and ammo, initially spurred by the social unrest that was going to be related to the coronavirus. They're still going on hard, strong. I mean, you know, thanks to the riots. Thanks to the riots following the death of George Floyd under Minneapolis police restraint and the rise of a movement to defund the police. And according to CNN Business, firearms dealers across the country have reported a recent spike in sales, citing the unrest following the police brutality protests in support of George Floyd and calls to defund the police as a catalyst. According to gun industry analyst Rob Southwick, founder of the market research firm Southwick Associates, Inc. This is the problem I face. I guess I'm going to have to go out there and just make a whole bunch of new bumps because I just got told that parts of my video belong to somebody else, which that's going to mean probably a bump. I'll have to look into that. Anyway, and of course, like I was just talking about in the last hour, in Illinois, for example, it's gone up 500%. The irony is overwhelming because many of the same people advocating to cut police funding also traditionally support gun control, you know. Apparently, they never expected so many people would care enough about their own safety that faced with a reduction in law enforcement, they would have to fend for themselves, and to do that, they would have to consider arming themselves. I look at this whole thing as it's going on right now, sort of a leftist foot shot, if you will. It's like they've shot themselves in both feet. One of the reasons you have so many people out there right now today talking about defunding the police and, you know, silence is violence and words are violence and all this other stuff is that they have controlled education for the longest time. And yet, for most of last year, and I don't know exactly, I don't remember when they shut the schools down, but I mean, we just had for the first time ever, we just had a senior class graduate without completing half the school year. Well, I don't know if it was half. A good portion of the school year. So, if this keeps going on, and more, see, the other thing that they've created is this fear of all things having to do with COVID-19. So now, how many parents are going to opt for online schooling? Now, with just stay with me on this. Without that one component, this becomes a non-sustainable movement. Because these people, unless their parents are leftists, these children are going to be raised by their parents. Their minds and their value set is going to be set by their parents. Their parents are going to see their schoolwork as it's actually being done. They're not going to get to see this indoctrination. You know, the children get to see it on the school board and listen to their teachers. But this is going to be a whole new thing. Now, along the way, what has happened is that some adults who are actually educated enough to understand the difference between self-defense and murder have figured out they better be able to defend themselves because murderers might be coming. Like the Chaz, for example. In the Chaz, you've got the haves and the have-nots, and the haves there have guns. So, all these people that are worried about safety, they've gone and they've gotten a gun. Some of them might have done something that I would consider sort of foolhardy, because getting a handgun as your primary source of the self-defense. I get it to a degree, but you really need something bigger. As John Farnham would say, a handgun is a weak, pitiful substitute for what you really need, which is, in fact, a long gun. You need a rifle. You don't need... you don't need just a handgun. So, some of these people with just handguns are sitting around right now going, maybe I should have bought an AR-15. Then some of the leftists are going, but why would I have one of those? These are weapons of mass destruction. They kill babies. I got accused on Facebook of, you know, I was told on Facebook, gun owners kill babies, Biden 2020, ban all guns. And I asked the person, how do you get out there and tell me that gun owners kill babies but ban guns? Because it's saying I kill babies. Do they presume I shoot them? Okay. And then I asked them about their bizarre fetish with aborting babies. To me, that's bizarre. I can't imagine doing that to an infant in any form, at any stage of development. My choice. Okay, gotcha. So, in the Chaz, you had that the rapper, the SoundCloud rapper Raz Simone. He was giving out AR-15s. He opened the trunk to his Tesla, and he got out there and he was handing out AR-15s, and he forgot that they have universal background checks. You know, he was violating the statutes. Everybody there in Washington State, first of all, if you're under age 21, you can't buy one. It's illegal to deliver one, an AR-15, to anybody under 21. Then you got to have the background check. Then you got a 10-day waiting period and proof of completion of a firearm safety course within the previous 5 years. And every town, for complete and total totalitarianism, is that what they call themselves? They didn't say a word about this violation of Initiative 1639, which was voted for and passed in November 2018, which they supported. Every town supported this financially. So, yeah. Another group calling itself Seattle Indivisible declared in an email alert, "Police violence is a systemic problem. Solving it will require us to transform how we approach public safety." That's why Seattle Indivisible supports Black Lives Matter and their call to defund the police, and why yesterday we sent a letter to Mayor Jenny Durkin and the City Council in response to the mayor's proposed 5% cut to the SPD. This business-as-usual proposal is thoroughly tone-deaf, and in the midst of a national movement against racially motivated police violence, and is hardly a good faith offer when Black Lives Matter and other Seattle area activists are calling for 25 to 50% cuts to SPD's budget. They're the same organization who back in February urged followers to support a trio of gun control measures, including one to limit so-called high-capacity magazines to 15 rounds. They failed to acknowledge that there's guns right now in CHOP. Or Chaz, or Chud, or whatever it's called. But those utopians in the Chud, they understand the place of guns. What this is doing, though, amongst all these new gun owners, is it's creating a new class, a new batch of Second Amendment activists. And that's good. That's a good thing. Not these scofflaw scamps that are right now, that are out there right now today, at the CHOP, whatever they call it, walking around there, LARP police out there. I love it. I've heard them called LARP police. Anyway, yeah, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers.
You're not a live-underground gopher.
You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. If you haven't done this yet, you still have. You may have a chance. You may have a chance. Because the question a lot of people ask are, should you buy a handgun or a rifle or a shotgun for self-defense? I got a call today from a friend of mine. He's looking for a handgun. The ones that are asking about pistols or shotguns overlook the AR platform. Where I recommend the AR platform in its standard configuration, anybody in your house can shoot it. In the pistol configuration, it will work better in a tight environment. If you get the 11-inch barrel, well, you still have some enough barrel there to do some things to range. But why would you consider an AR rifle? Well, let's look at some reasons. AR rifles simply shoot more accurately than handguns. And if you doubt that, run a quick experiment at your local outdoor range. Talk to gun owners of varying skill, from a novice to an expert, and ask them to volunteer for a fun course of fire. And set out 3 IDPA silhouette targets or something similar, 10 yards from the shooter and about 2 yards apart. And tell them to shoot each target with 2 rounds center mass as accurately and as fast as they are able to do it. And they use a shot timer and have them run the course with an AR-15, a handgun, and a shotgun. And no matter your sample, almost all people will shoot the course more effectively, combination of time and accuracy. And accuracy counts with the AR type rifle. It's because there's very little recoil in it, even if you don't do anything special to it to mitigate recoil. Item number 2, AR type rifles have greater magazine capacity. Joe Hyden Biden and his gun ban supporting friends think they know exactly how many rounds of ammunition you're going to need if you're ever in a fight for your life. And the truth is that no one knows this any more confidently, you know, with any degree of confidence than they know how many gallons of water would be needed to douse the house fire next door. No survivor of a life or death fight has ever said, "I wish I'd had less ammo." Number 3, these rifles will give you a superior terminal performance. Rifles of appropriate caliber are much better fight stoppers than handguns. Handguns are actually quite weak as a fight stopper. It's going to take multiple rounds. And with the case that I was discussing earlier today with Rob, with the cannibalistic dude at the underpass in Florida, took 8 rounds from a .40 caliber to stop him. To get him to cease his attack. That's a lot of rounds. And if you have a 5-round gun, well, now luckily that long LEO, if he had a Glock 22, he had a 15-round gun. Yeah. So anyway, lawful lethal force is deployed by citizens when a violent threat must be immediately stopped before the bad guy takes a life. In Texas, the shooter at the Texas church, he was stopped by an AR-15. He used an AR-15, but he was stopped by an AR-15. These kind of rifles are used a lot in self-defense. These rifles are like a set of Legos. They will come from the manufacturer equipped with the handguards that allow attachment of accessories, like a light, like a laser if you want them, a laser sight, rather. And that's helpful. And it may be essential in self-defense scenarios. Lights, whether you attach it to a gun or not, are a must. Because in the dark, you have to positively identify your target before you go after that target. Lasers will help you with a quick and easy target acquisition. And they can also be the reason an attacker turns and runs when they see that little dot. Especially if it's a foggy night and they see the beam, too. Suppressors are also easy to attach to ARs, and they can make a difference for your hearing if you are ever forced to discharge a rifle inside your own home. However, I don't know how much that's really going to be a thing in a self-defense situation, because you're going to be in the middle of that adrenaline dump. Number 5. For decades, there was an assumption that firing rifles in homes would present unacceptable risk to innocent parties on the other side of internal walls due to over-penetration issues. And that's the reason many law enforcement agencies use pistol-caliber carbines like the HK MP5 when going into homes in high-risk situations. But that was based upon a flawed assumption. The FBI decided to put that to the test and study the matter, and they found that 5.56 NATO self-defense ammunition poses no greater risk of over-penetration than rounds fired from pistols and shotguns. And the myth does remain, but you should not be deterred by it. Be safe and always assume all rounds are going to pass through all walls. Don't look out there for some magic talisman that will just, it'll go through your bad guy, it'll go through your couch, and then it's going to go on the wall and just stop there. Make the assumption they go through everything. If you are a gun owner and you already own an AR, and your friends come to you and say, "Hey, what should I get?" Well, consider the AR. For every application that I can think of, especially if you're getting a pistol variant, I have two pistol variants, one with a 7-inch barrel, one with an 11-inch barrel. Both of them would be superior to my 16-inch barrel in a house, purely from the standpoint of maneuverability. When you're coming up and you're trying to go around a corner and then coming up, the shorter the barrel, the faster you're going to come up, the easier it is to be closer to having it in place already. It's not rocket science. It's not rocket science. I like pistol caliber carbines. Don't get me wrong. I like a good 9mm. The Scorpion by CZ. That is a magnificent weapon, especially the Micro. The Micro, when it's all compacted down, is about that big. Throw it in a backpack. Holds 30 rounds of 9mm in it. It's enough of a storm to where people would pay attention to you and probably not want to get around you. So, the difference between the pistol caliber carbine and the AR pistol, of course, is the caliber. Rifle round is superior to pistol round. That's why handgun, not as good as rifle. Simple thing. So, just look at that. And, if you don't have one already, get one. Get one. That's a thing. I mean, that should be a thing for you. You should be looking for all the weapons you need to defend your house. If you have a gun and you have three family members living with you, do you only have a way to get into your house? Do you have a back door? Do you have windows? Better to have I've got enough stuff here to where I could bring my entire extended family and we would still have some stuff left over. And maybe you don't want to go that far. But, hey, there you go. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American made to the highest standard. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Opening the Senate on Monday, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky says the United States must find a responsible middle ground in dealing with the ongoing coronavirus outbreak.
We cannot go back to April, and we cannot go right back to normal. We need new routines, new rhythms, and new strategies for this new middle ground.
McConnell also encouraging everyone to wear a face mask outside their homes. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says President Trump and the Vice President were never briefed on alleged intelligence involving Russian bounties.
There is no consensus within the intelligence community on these allegations, and in effect, there are dissenting opinions from some in the intelligence community with regards to the veracity of what's being reported.
McEnany saying the President is briefed on verified intelligence. You're listening to USA Radio News. States are continuing to be on the defense as coronavirus cases continue to rise. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more on the story from Washington.
Coronavirus continues to surge in a number of U.S. states, especially in the West and in the South. That includes Florida, where another 8,500 COVID-19 cases were reported yesterday, after a record nearly 9,600 new cases were reported on Saturday. Republican Governor Ron DeSantis says he's rethinking his decision to allow bars to reopen.
And in the instances where we've seen outbreaks tied to establishments like that, it has invariably been because they packed so many people in and created the type of environment that we're trying to avoid.
A Virginia man is $100,000 richer after a trip to the store to get hot dogs. The man telling lottery officials he decided to pick up the last-minute cash 5 ticket while at the store earlier this month. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. I guess I could put, you know, if I'm going to use that, I guess I could put it to where you can see me, right? There you go. I'm sorry about that, all of you streaming people at Facebook. I live in South Carolina. In South Carolina, it is illegal to go about wearing a mask. That is a law. In a lot of places, it is illegal to go about wearing a mask. In North Carolina, where it is mandated that they will wear masks. Here in South Carolina, it is mandated in various places, like in city limits. I don't know why. I'm waiting to see the difference between the count, what's going on in the county versus what's going on in the city. But it's not mandated, although when you go into certain stores, if it's in the city limits, like grocery stores, you will have to wear a mask. Coming out on Facebook, there was a post that was viewed hundreds of times, and they said in North Carolina this mandate would infringe upon North Carolinians' Second Amendment right. For those of you like myself that has your concealed carry permit and carry, you can be charged with a Class H felony for wearing a mask and concealed carrying. Adding, once you have a felony, you can no longer carry. Dun, dun, dun. Is that true? Could that possibly be? Well, a spokesman for the governor, who is a Democrat, a spokesman for the Republican state Senate leader, and the leader of the state's leading gun rights group, all agree North Carolinians are allowed to wear a mask and carry a concealed weapon. Some of them might not be trusting what they're hearing. I get that. I understand. So they decided to reference North Carolina's General Statute 14-12. That statute, specifically 14-12.7, forbids adults from concealing their identities in public. But it doesn't mention guns. And it passed decades ago to target the KKK, according to WRAL. But this was suspended in May when state lawmakers passed their coronavirus relief package. So now the law says any person wearing a mask for the purpose of ensuring the physical health or safety of the wearer or others is exempt from state law prohibiting masks in public. And that is supposed to expire on August the 1st, which is close now. when they put this together, everybody's like, well, as soon as we get back to normal, when there's no more COVID-19. Yeah. Now, I myself am not in on the new normal. I'm not a player in the new normal field. I don't want anything to do with it. However, I know that there's some people out there that are so... They think that if they wear... I see people wearing a mask in a car. I see people walking by themselves outside in the sunlight wearing a mask. When you're outside and you're in that UV light, this is the beautiful thing about being a member of the earth. When you're out there walking in the UV light, you are basically, it's being burned all around you. There's no corona cloud sitting out there infecting people as they walk around. Now, even when it does expire, they don't think there's going to be a conflict between mask laws and concealed carry laws. Pat Ryan, a spokesman for Senate leader Phil Berger, told PolitiFact that the anti-mask law applies irrespective of whether a person is carrying a weapon or not. No statute exists that treats carrying a concealed weapon while masked differently than any other activity while masked, he said. Then there's Grassroots North Carolina, which is Paul Vallone's group. Paul's been on this show before. And he interprets the mask laws the same way. He's the president of GRNC. He told PolitiFact in a phone interview that he's aware of the rumors. He says they're inaccurate and could potentially discourage someone from carrying their concealed weapon and protecting themselves. And he posted a lawyer from the group's or a letter from the group's lawyer on their Facebook page. And Ed Green, who's the group's director of legal affairs, said, at your request, I have investigated the rampant rumors that NC law makes it a felony to carry a firearm while wearing a mask. Even if the individual holds a valid concealed handgun permit, there is no such law. He explained that the mask and concealed carry laws this way, there's no law that makes wearing a mask illegal because one is carrying a firearm. And there's no law that makes carrying a firearm illegal because you're wearing a mask. When asked if it's illegal to carry a concealed weapon while wearing a mask, Cooper's spokesman Ford Porter said, having reviewed the concealed carry statute, our office does not believe this is the case. So, PolitiFact rates this claim as false. This is our, you know, in certain places where Antifa operates, it's illegal to wear a mask. That's another one of those things that, for some reason, they just escape muster. You know, they just get by with it. It's amazing what people will try to do to get 5 minutes of gun control. It really is. It's amazing the depths they will stoop to. See, a lot of people believe that if you wear a mask, you're saving a life or you're protecting lives. If you wear a mask, you're breathing in CO2. If you are asymptomatic to it, you may be breathing in some of the stuff that you're, you know, just asymptomatic to. And I haven't seen anything conclusively saying this will change you from being asymptomatic to being symptomatic. But isn't that sort of dancing with fire? People, and I talked about this last week, people started wearing masks in hospital operating rooms because it was believed that when they did when they were doing surgery and there was open patient sitting there, right, you know, open wound, if they exhaled, coughed, whatever, that bacteria could get in the open wound and cause issues with the patient. That is proven not to be true. That still doesn't mean they don't, you know, sew a few things left, you know, in them, but that's all beside the point. Mask wearing is going to be here for a while. Have you ever been to Lids, the ball cap shop where you can buy the sports memorabilia? If you have a mall near you that's open, one of the things they do now is they'll embroider your mask. They'll embroider your mask for you, and you can have your personalized mask. It's a fashion statement. all of these, you know, all of these ladies' clothing places and everything that specialize in online sales and everything else, they have fashionable masks for you if that's what you're looking for. We're never going to get, at this rate, we're never going to get to herd immunity. So, it's one of those things we just sit back and sigh and wish to God that there was a little bit of, you know, a little bit of common sense out there. Just a little bit. Because people getting, there's people wearing masks right now that are getting, they're going to wake up in a couple of days, they're going to be sick, they're going to have coronavirus, or they're going to have the flu. There's all kinds of things they can get. I just don't understand this mentality of fear. But that's all decided point. If you're out there and somebody's told you that you can't wear a mask and carry a concealed weapon with you the whole way, in South Carolina, Alan Wilson, who is the state attorney general, has said, yes, you can. In North Carolina, yes, you can. I suspect this is the way it is in a lot of places across the nation. Period. End of discussion. Move on to something real. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Last time on the firing line.
Don't know what
coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. I've seen this a few times on Facebook, and so I'm going to share it with you. I've seen this from more than one source, so one of my Facebook friends, Scott Lemons, has got it up right now. So I'm going to break this down as it says. Number one, Joe Biden is not winning. Number two, Bubba Wallace wasn't a victim. Number three, Black Lives do matter. Number four, what happened to George Floyd should never happen again. Number five, all cops aren't bad, nor are they all racist. Number six, brown lives matter. Number seven, rioters and looters have nothing to do with George Floyd and should be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. That was number seven. Number eight, unborn black lives matter. Number nine, unborn all lives matter. Number 10, Colin Kaepernick is not a hero. Number 11, CNN isn't news, nor is MSNBC. Number 12, Elizabeth Warren isn't Native American. Number 13, Facebook only censors conservatives. Number 14, all lives do matter, red, yellow, black, and white. They are precious in his sight. Number 15, COVID-19 is being used to gauge just how much of our freedom they can take away without much of a fight. Number 16, all fear is fueled by the media. Number 17, God is still in control. Number 18, Epstein did not kill himself. 19, NASCAR did kill themselves. 20, there is no white privilege. 21, life is what you make of it. 22, Jesus died so that we have our sins forgiven if we admit he is our Savior and submit to everything he asks of us. Number 23, Democrats want to turn us on each other so bad and all stems from the hatred of our president. They can't beat him any other way. Also, they can't stop him from exposing their wrongdoings. Number 24, spoiler alert, God wins, so stay in prayer. Amen. There you go. A little something extra. Coming out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin this past week, Milwaukee means the good life. I know that because I have seen Wayne's World. There's an investigation into the whereabouts of two missing teens, and that ended up with shots fired, a rampaging mob, several families left homeless after the rioters burned down their shelter in an act of mistaken identity and vigilante justice. According to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, police searched the home in question last Tuesday morning looking for the missing teens, but found no evidence they'd ever been there. They report a group of onlookers began searching the house, which the last time I checked, that was called breaking and entering. By the time the hours of chaos ended, three people had been shot, including two 14-year-olds, and 10 officers and a firefighter were injured. An unknown number of others were hurt by the tear gas and the rubber bullets that the police fired into a scattered crowd. The girls, ages 13 and 15, were eventually found by one of their mothers more than 3 miles away. Police said there was no indication the girls were ever there or that the house was used for such activity. Now, the Milwaukee paper glosses over the wee hours of chaos, but there's a report by the Milwaukee Police Department. Here's some of the details. While officers were on the scene, the crowd continued to grow, and individuals began to throw bricks and pieces of concrete at officers, which resulted in two of them being injured. Due to the large crowd and their unruly behavior, the officers who were at the location requested backup. Prior to additional officers arriving at the scene, the crowd surrounded the rear of the residence and set a couch and a vehicle and a residence on fire. A couch, a vehicle, and a residence. Okay. They had to escort members of the Milwaukee Fire Department to the scene in order for them to be able to safely extinguish this fire. Okay. As a result of responding to this incident, one member of the Milwaukee Fire Department sustained a non-life-threatening injury and was transported to a local hospital. During this incident, several shots were fired by individuals in the crowd, and three individuals sustained non-life-threatening gunshot injuries. And the victims of these non-fatal shootings were taken to a local hospital for treatment, and they were expected to survive. A total of 10 officers sustained injuries. Later in the evening, they returned and reignited the fire to the residence. And officers intervened, but three more were injured by individuals who were in the crowd who struck them with bricks. These guys are absolutely, these police officers, they've got to be the most restrained people I've ever seen in my life. Somebody's throwing a brick at me? That's lethal. I don't care if I got a helmet on. By the time these little girls were found, the home that some in the crowd suspected of being a den of sex traffickers had gone up in smoke, leaving Jaleesa Hall and her family with nowhere to stay and virtually all of their possessions destroyed. Hall had left her home a couple of days earlier to give birth at a local hospital and watched her house burn to the ground on TV. Oh. Here's the problem. Mobs are not going to listen to reason. And they're not known for their critical thinking skills. That's why they're mobs. It's bad enough when a statue of an ardent anti-slavery advocate gets torn down by a crowd who's intent on destroying what they assume to be a symbol of oppression. But when a riotous mob ends up torching a home under the mistaken impression they're purging a neighborhood of sex traffickers, this is a whole new phase in mob rule. A dangerous new phase. And maybe if there had been some armed citizens in the home to protect themselves and their property, they could have prevented their home from being burned to the ground. And guess what? Neither the police or the firemen that were there calmed them down. They could not quell the mob, as they say. And Jaleesa Hall ended up leaving the hospital with her new daughter, right, and no place to live. As of this moment, Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett hasn't said a word about the mob that injured officers and set fire to the home either. He needs to get his act together and get his city under control, because at the moment it appears that there is little law and even less order on the streets of Milwaukee. And until that happens, expect mob violence like this to lead to a surge in new gun owners in the city as residents seek to protect themselves from the madness of the crowds. Milwaukee. Isn't that where David Clark was a sheriff? Don't remember. This, this not being able to, and this, listen, this is indicative of reality. Police officers are not supermen. They cannot overcome numbers. Numbers rules all. Numbers, in the face of tactics and everything else, especially without knowing what kind of rules of engagement these police officers have, the superior force numerically is going to be the mob. And unless there is a mandate that comes down to where these police officers can get out there and go full on military with these people, I guess they're just going to destroy whatever they see. The only thing that will stop them, and it's interesting now, I talked earlier about the St. Louis couple that came out of their house, their Palazzo house in St. Louis, armed. One husband had rifle, wife had pistol. And they were unperturbed by the rioters. They were like, okay, well, you're not coming in here. And it worked. They were going to the mayor's house anyway, but they broke into the gate of a gated community. That's what a mob understands. A mob is going to understand force. If there's force available. This is why I say have an AR. This is why I say get training, practice. I know right now maybe the having the AR part might be a little difficult to manage, but having the training once you do it and getting the practice, that's an untapped resource available to you right now. Lots of training available. Back again tomorrow in about 21 hours. And between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.